This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, we're now in the second week of February, and it's still meeting season for everyone involved with farming. This morning we'll touch on a couple of upcoming events, the first one being the Illinois Double Crop Farmers Forum in Mount Vernon happening tomorrow. The meeting is being held at the Holiday Inn Convention Center with registration starting at 8 a.m., and several speakers are lined up for the event, including Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor, and he'll talk about 2017 marketing strategies. Carl Bradley with the University of Kentucky is going to speak about managing diseases in double crop soybeans. Gary Schnittke from the U of I is going to speak on profitability of soybeans and wheat in Illinois. And there will also be a farmer panel discussion on managing double crop rotations, along with some other speakers in the afternoon. The meeting will last until about 3:30, and again, registration is at the door beginning at 8 a.m., and that's all happening at the Holiday Inn Convention Center in Mount Vernon. The second event we're talking about this morning is the Western Illinois Agronomy Day. Agronomy Day is scheduled for next week, Tuesday, at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield, and Gary Letterly with U of I Extension has the details on the speakers and everything else we need to know.
We do a West Central Illinois Agronomy Day. This will be at the Lincoln Land Community College site at Litchfield. Remember, it's going to be at Litchfield. We've had a few folks that get a little confused and they head to Springfield. That's not where you're going to find West Central Illinois Agronomy Day. Come to the Litchfield campus site for Lincoln Land Community College. The date will be Tuesday, February 14th. That's Valentine's Day, so you know, some folks, if they come to Agronomy Day, maybe they can get their plans for Valentine's Day made, you know, made while they're pondering the agronomy topics that we're talking about. But Tuesday, February 14th, Lincoln Land Community College, Agronomy Day. And we'll start at 8:30 in the morning. We'd like folks to be in there, you know, get there in advance between 8 and 8:15 so that we're ready to go by 8:30 and our presentations can take off.
Well, sounds good. I know there's always a long list of speakers and presenters at Agronomy Day. So who do you have on the agenda for this year's Agronomy Day?
This year we have six speakers, five of them from the University of Illinois that are researchers or have a research an extension and or extension appointment. And we've got Dr. Angie Peltier, who works at the Monmouth U of I research site, and she's going to come talk to us about crop diseases, give an update. We've had consecutive years where we've had some plant diseases start to show up that are new to the area that pose some potential threat down the road. She's staying up on that a lot better than I am, but it's going to talk about the agronomic considerations of crop diseases, corn and soybeans in particular, and she actually does some wheat work over there at Monmouth too, but we're going to rely upon her to give us a good update on what's happening in Illinois, some plant diseases to look out for, and what to do about it. We'll also have Mark Schleusner, who is with the he's the Illinois State statistician responsible for National Ag Statistics reporting across the state as part of his responsibility. He's going to talk about procedures for doing crop estimates. You know, a lot of people get a little bugged about, well, I got this survey from the state through National Ag Stats, and I really don't want to fill this out, or I'd rather not divulge this information. This is important stuff when it comes to cropping acreage, determination of participation in production agricultural programs, whether they be safety net programs or conservation program participation. So what the state statistician, Mark Schleusner, does is helps gather that information, making sure it's accurate, making sure it really represents what's happening out in the area. And, you know, we get questions about cash rent. We get questions about yields. And, again, Mark is going to report on the importance of that, why we do it, how it's done, and, again, why it's important for farmers and landowners in this area. We'll also have Dr. Adam Davis to talk about some weed science topics, And one of the things facing farmers today is the challenges of plant or weed disease or weed resistance to herbicide resistance. So when these weeds are sprayed with some of the products we've been maybe using for a while, they don't seem to work very well anymore. And that is some resistance that's developed in some of these plant types over the years. And there are some problem weeds, some more problematic than others, or first cousins to some of those weeds that we've seen around for a while, and they're really becoming difficult. Some of those in the amaranth family of plant weeds where these plants have become resistant. So there are techniques and strategies, besides just switching products, that can be used to delay that herbicide resistance. As a weed scientist, and my background is in agronomy, so I'm familiar with many of the terms and many of the approaches used to head off disease plant resistance, herbicide resistance. One of the things we talk about is making those selections that choices of products, cultural practices, and resistance to herbicide is largely inevitable over time. Plants find a way. Nature always finds a way. And so you first start out with a few weed escapes, and then the next thing you know, that becomes your challenging weed, and one that may not have been very much a challenge to you before soon becomes the weed that runs rampant, causes harvest problems, causes plant establishment problems, and just really messes up a field. So Adam Davis has researched this for a long time. He's got several strategies that look like they work and some that are very promising. So he'll talk about, again, those weed science topics, particularly plant disease resistance. We'll also have kind of a farm economic and markets update. We could call it land values and where cash rents are and what they're doing, what they've been doing. And this will be Dr. Todd Keithy and Todd Hubbs, and they're both relatively new to the University of Illinois. Todd Keithy is actually, this will be his second or third year coming back. He's a Macoupin County native, but part of the Ag and Consumer Economics, part of the College of ACES. And Dr. Todd Hubbs is, again, a new staff member. And both of them together will share kind of an update on the farm economy and markets for 2017. And then certainly last but not least is going to be Dr. Anthony Studer. And Dr. Studer comes out of the Crop Sciences Department in the College of ACES, and he's going to share information that will target in on developing corn varieties that are more efficient users of water. Water as a natural resource becomes maybe not as challenging to deal with in our part of the state of Illinois. We're usually trying to figure out how to get rid of excess water, but plant use of water and the efficient uptake of water is a critical piece, not just on the health and the resulting yield from plants that receive adequate water, but also that issue of nutrient uptake. If it's taking up water, it's taking up nutrients along with that. And that's been one of the big topics across the state as we look at nutrient loss reduction strategies. So if we can key in on how plants efficiently, effectively use water, how we can tweak that a little bit, we probably are helping unlock some of those keys of production agriculture that lead to more sustainable or sustainability in farming across the state of Illinois. So that's kind of our lineup, and I'll give a little project update early in the morning and do a welcome. And again, this is a program, the West Central Illinois Agronomy Day for 2017 on Tuesday, February 14th at the Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. Try to arrive before 8:15 so we can be ready to go at 8:30. There'll be certified crop advisory continuing education units available. And again, this is sponsored by area agribusinesses, all of those entities that are related to ag business across the central Illinois, that they help sponsor this program. And tickets can be made available by contacting those folks, and we'll get that list out there shortly.
Well, of all the speakers that you mentioned, I think there is a subject that has to be of an interest to someone or anyone. You could find something that you'd be interested in learning more about. And I will say, these agronomy days, they're fairly relaxed. If you can't stay for the entire time, I don't think that's an issue. You can come in jeans and simply be ready to ask questions and take in information.
Come in, take information, listen and learn, ask questions. We'll have a couple of breaks. We probably have a few exhibitors there in one of the areas that people can ask, give a chance to ask more questions of the presenters and some of the exhibitors or sponsors that attend. And then also we'll have a lunch right around noon. And we ask people to register this for this in advance. Don't just show up. Either get with one of the area sponsors for a complimentary ticket, or give us a call at the Montgomery County Extension Office, and the number there is 217-532-3941, or visit us at the U of I Extension website, key in on Unit 18, which is Christian, Montgomery, Jersey, and Macoupin counties, and you'll find in our program listing registration link. So again, you can call us at 217-532-3941. To register in advance for the February 14th Agronomy Day.
And thanks again to Gary Letterly with U of I Extension for all those details about Agronomy Day happening next week in Litchfield. And again, the Illinois Double Crop Farmers Forum is happening tomorrow in Mount Vernon at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Registration gets started at 8 a.m. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.